name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Birth of the Virgin Mary, August 26, 1944. I see Anne coming out of the garden. She is leaning on the arm of a relative who is like her. She is obviously several months pregnant, and she looks tired, and her fatigue is not alleviated by the sultriness, just as this heat is exhausting me. The sun's rays descend from a merciless blue sky, and there is some dust making the atmosphere slightly dull. Joachim is working around the rows of vines and olive trees. There are two men with him, helping him. Although an elderly man, he is quick and works eagerly. Along the shady pergola, under which golden bees are buzzing, greedy for the sugar of the golden grapes, Anne moves slowly toward Joachim, who hastens toward her as soon as he sees her. You came so far. The house is as hot as an oven, and you suffer from it. The only suffering of this last hour is that of a pregnant woman. The natural suffering of everybody, man and beast. Don't get too warm, Joachim. Are you in pain? No, but I can feel the great peace that I experienced in the temple when I was granted the grace, and which I felt once again when I knew I was pregnant. It is like an ecstasy, a sweet sleep of the body while the soul rejoices and claims itself in a peace that has no bodily parallel. If I absorb myself in this feeling, it grows more and more in strength while I enjoy it. But do not laugh at the frenzy of a mother. But when I say, thank the Lord for your wealth and bless the God of centuries, that he may rebuild his tabernacle in you, I think that he who will rebuild the tabernacle of the true God in Jerusalem will be this one who is about to be born. You will be happy on account of your children, because they will all be blessed, and they will gather near the Lord. Blessed are those who love you and rejoice in your peace. And I am the first to rejoice, her happy mother. Joachim is also anxious for his wife, whose time has come to give birth to her child. His relative reassures him that Anne is not suffering at all. It is growing dark, and the evening is preceded by a furious and very violent storm. It brings torrential rain, wind, lightning, everything except hail, which has fallen elsewhere. One of the workers notices the ferocity of the gale. It looks as if Satan has come out of Gehenna with his demons. Look at those black clouds. You can smell sulfur in the air, and you can hear whistling and hisses, and wailing and cursing voices. If it is him, he is furious this evening. A woman passes by and shouts, Joachim, it is coming. And it is happening quickly and well, and she disappears with a small jar in her hands. The storm drops suddenly after one last thunderbolt that is so violent that it throws the three men against the side wall. And in front of the house in the garden, a black, smoky cavity remains as its memory. Meanwhile, a cry, one resembling a tiny plea of a little turtle dove, that for the very first time no longer peeps, but coos. It is heard from beyond Anne's door. The woman arrived jubilant, with a plump little baby wrapped in plain linens. It is Mary the mother, a very thin Mary, who could sleep in the arms of a child. A Mary as long at most as an arm, with a little head of ivory dyed pale pink. Her tiny vivid red lips no longer cry, but are set in the indistinct act of sucking. They are so small that one cannot understand how they will be able to take a breast. Her pretty little nose is between two tiny round cheeks, and when they get her to open her eyes by teasing her, they see two small parts of the sky, two innocent blue points that look but cannot see, between thin, fair eyelashes. Also, her hair on her little round head is a pinkish blonde, like the color of certain honeys, which are almost white. Her tiny hands, what are those two little things groping in the air and ending up in her mouth? How will those two tiny hands be able to dry so many tears? And her little feet. For the time being, they are just kicking, hidden in the linens. But now the relative sits down and uncovers her. Oh, the little feet. They are about 4 centimeters long. Each sole is a coral shell with a snow-white top, veined in blue. But where will they find small sandals? When those little feet of a doll will take their first steps. Sandals small enough to fit such tiny feet. And how will those little feet be able to go such a long way and bear so much pain under the cross? Under the skin of her breast, as soft as fine silk, the movement of her breathing can be seen and the beating of her little heart can be heard. If, as her happy father is doing, now one lays one's lips there for a kiss. This is the most beautiful little heart the world will ever know. The only immaculate heart of a human being. She, the pure and chaste one, protests with a little cry at being thus exposed to the eyes of so many. She, entirely virgin, the holy and immaculate, whom no man will ever see nude again, protests, cover. Do cover this bud of a lily which will never be opened on earth, and which still, remaining a bud, will bear its flower even more beautiful than herself. Only in heaven, the lily of the triune Lord will open all its petals, because up there is no particle of fault that may unwillingly profane its spotlessness, because up there the triune God is to be received in the presence of the whole heaven, the triune God that within a few years hidden in a faultless heart will be in her. Father, son, spouse. She has her father's color of complexion and eyes, and certainly also his hair. She has her father's features, made more perfect and gentle being a woman. But that special woman. She has also the smile, the glance, the way of moving, and height of her father. Thinking of Jesus as I see him, I find Anne has given her height to her grandson and her deep ivory color to his skin. Mary, instead, has not the stateliness of her mother, a tall and supple palm tree, but she has the kindness of her father. Along with your hymn, they enter the happy mother's room and give her baby. Anne smiles at one of her thoughts. She is the star, she says. Her sign is in heaven. Mary, arch of peace. Mary, my star. Mary, pure moon. Mary, our pearl. Are you calling her Mary? Yes. Mary, star and pearl and light and peace. But it also means bitterness. Are you not afraid of bringing her misfortune? God is with her. She belongs to him before she existed. He will lead her along. His ways and his bitterness will turn into heavenly honey. Now be of your mummy for a little longer before being all of God. And the vision ends on the first sleep of Anne, a mother, and Mary, an infant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.